This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac, with notes from my archives. The sun has been rising higher in the sky ever since the 26th of December. We are a month into the new solar year, and the day will soon be almost 3/4 of an hour longer than it was 4 weeks ago, for the first time since November. While today's weather may or may not reflect these changes, cumulative records reveal a climatic shift in which all of the events of January's final week unbalance the course of winter. In late winter, highs often shoot up above 50 degrees, and a day in the 70s suddenly becomes possible. A thunderstorm even occurs 1 year out of 10. By the 27th, the first dandelions can be flowering and snow crocus and henbit budding. Sometimes moss is growing on logs, and pussy willows stretch out from their hulls. Sometimes tulip and grape hyacinth leaves pierce the ground. Sometimes daylily foliage is up 3 inches. Daffodil spears 4 to 8 inches. And when the sun is strong enough for all of that to happen, then flies hatch to warm themselves on the south side of your house. And multicolored Asian lady beetles crawl out from hibernation in search of early prey. Their soft presence on the delicate scales of time, tipping the balance to spring. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the second week of late winter. In the meantime, Groundhog Day is just a week from now. No matter what he or she says or does, spring is on the way.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org. Poor Will's Almanac is brought to you by Tree Care, Inc., offering services in arboriculture throughout the region. Trees make life better.